Boy, you talk about somebody who is ready to bust his buttons with pride. It's Navasota High Principal Derek Bowman. And it's all about academics at the school. And that means meeting accountability standards.
Fourth straight year we've met accountability at Navasota High School. And in addition to meeting a standard, we also received 3 distinctions in math, social studies, and post-secondary readiness. So we're extremely proud of all the hard work that our teachers and our students do for us on a daily basis.
And that's a challenge every time. It's kind of like driving the ball down the field and getting the touchdown and not settling for the field goal.
It's just a testament to our teachers and our students that we have here, that they're dedicated here.
And at Navasota, there's a continuing partnership for higher education.
We have a partnership with Blinn College and our dual credit. And this year we have over 200 students who are enrolled in dual credit. So that's an all-time high here, at least since I've been here. We also have a college and career center here at the high school. And they've been busy this year helping our students apply for college. And some of the events we've hosted a SAT prep class already. We've registered all 150-something seniors for their Apply Texas account that they're using to begin their college applications. In addition to those, though, we've also registered over 150 underclassmen for their Apply Texas account and also enrolled those 150 underclassmen into a dual credit business information management class through Blinn College to where they can receive dual credit at the end of the year for that class.
And there's more to boast about.
All juniors just took the PSAT this past month, and this spring all of our freshmen and sophomores will have the opportunity to take that test as well.
And this past week, they started a college application drive at Navasota High.
Our goal is to have 75% of all of our seniors to have an application on file at some college or university by this next week.
And come November the 17th, if you want your pie, you better apply.
Basically, any senior who has submitted at least one college, vocational, or military application will be rewarded with pie at lunch that day. So kids are super excited about that.
You got to love that. There's more to talk about, like the Practicum for Health Science program.
It's a little unique experience that we have a group of students who are studying to become certified pharmacy technicians after high school. And right now we have 5 seniors and 1 junior who's enrolled in the Practicum of Health Science. This class basically builds on their previous classes that they've had of principles of health science, medical terminology, health science, and anatomy and physiology. So basically what these 6 kids are getting a chance to do is they attend clinical rotations 3 days a week here at St. Joseph's Hospital here in Grimes County. They're getting a chance to apply their knowledge and skills firsthand by shadowing some registered nurses, physical therapists, radio technology technicians, and others around the hospital. And our students are getting a chance to feed patients, check their vital signs, and perform some other basic medical skills that they'll be able to use when they get out of school. And in the springtime, those same 6 kids will rotate through a veterinarian clinic, a dental clinic, and an oncology clinic. And at the end of the school year, the seniors will be able to take their pharmacy technician exam. And if they pass that, they'll be certified by the state of Texas to go straight into the workforce in a pharmacy somewhere.
Does Navasota Principal Derek Bowman sound like a proud papa? That's the way he sees it.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, like I said, any time that we can turn our kids loose to either go to college or straight to the workforce with the skill that they can utilize, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Good job, Navasota High. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.